It's such a special weekend. It's special because of the Platinum Jubilee. We celebrate 70 years of faithful service from the Queen. And it is extra, extra special because we celebrate 2,000 years of the New Testament Church. The Holy Spirit poured out on the people of God. This hugely significant moment in history. Jesus came and he died and he rose again. He ascended into heaven and with the Father sent the Holy Spirit on his church. And it's so exciting and it's so wonderful. And just for a few moments, we're going to celebrate together and we're going to think about what this means for us today. You may have noticed at the end of the reading that Cheryl brought, there is a question that is asked. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" So this extraordinary event, the what seemed like tongues of fire coming down and separating out on the people's heads, the sound like a mighty rushing wind, people speaking in other tongues in a whole load of different languages. What does this mean? Three things this morning that this means really specially for us. So the next slide. One of the things is coming together. Don't know if you can see that. Charles and Camilla on a particular program. Did anybody watch this? Did anybody watch EastEnders? And they pop up on the program. I've not seen EastEnders for years and years and years. I didn't know who any of the characters were, apart from a couple. But I watched this. I watched this program. And it was just amazing. The best line in it, I don't know if any of you heard this, one of the characters said, "No, they're not lookalikes, it's really them." A sense of coming together in a street party or a party. I was at Crag together with Cheryl and Ezra and some of you on Friday, where we had a lovely Jubilee celebration, and it was really exciting. We had a quiz, we got to wave our flags, we had some Jubilee food. People come together at the time of Jubilee, whether it's a street party like this one, there will be all sorts of things that you have done as well. It's a time when families come together. But actually, that's a pale reflection, a very pale reflection of what happens at Pentecost, where there is this great coming together because the Holy Spirit has been poured out on the church. All the different people from different places, people from Mesopotamia, Parthians and Medes, and all the people who are listed out in this reading, they all come together and they all hear the Christian good news in their own language. The togetherness of this is really emphasized in our reading. All the apostles were together in one place. They all received the Spirit. And there's a bit of a reversal here. Some of you will know, way, way back in the Old Testament, in Genesis 11, there's a story about the Tower of Babel, something which happened when people were building a great tower. They were building it arrogantly. They were saying, "We're going to make a name for ourselves." And God confused the situation, scattered them, and they started speaking in different languages. They couldn't understand each other. You can imagine that you're next to someone and they're working and they suddenly start speaking differently and you don't understand what they're saying and the work comes to an end. There's a scattering and there's a confusion. And here in Acts chapter 2, something the opposite happens. There's a coming together. You have people in Jerusalem from all over the world, and they suddenly start to understand the good news. There is this coming together. And it's a wonderful thing for us in a world that is fragmented and fracturing, in a world where things are coming apart and people divide, whether it's young and old, whether it's black and white, whether it's people from different nations, different generations, there is this fracturing and there is this fraying. But in the Christian good news and shown here through Pentecost, God brings people together. If you're looking for that, we hope that you can find this in a small way in this place. And we hope that this particular gathering will be a home for people, whatever your background, whatever your age, whatever your life experiences, coming together. This is something that the Christian good news brings. What does this mean? Well, one of the things that it means is this wonderful coming together. Next slide is coming up. This is something that I got from a friend, my friend Yinka, who is pastor of the Gate Church in Reading, a wonderful multi-site church, a great model for us as Cornerstone. And he got to meet, well, he thought he was going to meet the Queen because he was going to a garden party, but the Queen wasn't able to be there. He thought it might be Prince Charles, but it wasn't Prince Charles. It was Prince William. And you can just see Kate in the background. Very, very exciting. Yeah, he was really excited. He and his wife were posting stuff on Facebook. He was saying to me, oh, really exciting, really wonderful. What an opportunity. You get to meet royalty. And they actually got a decent shot. This is not from some news site. This is him with his camera as Prince William came along the line. But of course, it's only for a moment. You get to meet royalty, but then they're gone. And actually, some of us will probably never get to meet royalty. Andrew is going to get to meet royalty. I have seen Prince Charles, but actually about 10 back in a crowd looking through, and he drove past and I just saw a little bit of the side of his head. There was this little flash of grey hair as he went past, and that was it. You know, special people you don't get to meet very often, and they're here and then they're gone. And actually Jesus recognises this. In the Gospels, he talks about how it's good for the disciples that he goes away. And that seems a strange thing. But actually, Jesus, the presence of God to the people, he can only be with a few people. With the disciples, with the apostles, sometimes with the crowd, sometimes with others. But Jesus says, if I go, I will send the Holy Spirit coming from my Father and me into the world, and everybody can have the Spirit in their hearts as they trust in Jesus. Royalty, the presence of God by the Holy Spirit with all who believe. Yeah, I find that so exciting and so wonderful and so special. And for me in my heart and life, It's what I live for, the Christian good news that Jesus died for me and I trust in him and he gives me the Holy Spirit and so I can live differently. He is my helper. I wonder if you picked up that word when Grace was doing the reading from John chapter 14. In some Bibles, it talks about the Holy Spirit as counselor or comforter. And in the International Children's Bible, which is what Grace was using, the Holy Spirit is our helper. And I think that's a really, really good translation. What does this mean? What does it mean, Pentecost? God is our helper as we put our trust in him. And especially he helps us to follow Jesus. In our places of work, as we experience struggles and difficulties, he is there as our helper. In the life of the church, he is here as our helper. In our families, in the tough decisions that we have to make in life, maybe you've got a hard decision to make, God is with you by the Holy Spirit as your helper. Maybe you're facing an illness, either for yourself or for someone else. God is your helper by the Holy Spirit. My helper, the helper of everybody who's been at the front, Andrew's helper, Hannah's helper, but all of us can know this as we trust in Jesus. The presence of God for us, the Holy Spirit helping us. If you want to connect with Jesus, if you've not done this before, then he is ready by the Holy Spirit to welcome you and to be your helper. And if you are a Christian disciple of many years, perhaps God is saying to you, especially this morning, I want to be your helper in that tough situation that you face. And the final thing that's coming up is hope. Wonderful, wonderful hope. The hope of something better. And lots of reminders of the Christian good news this morning. I'm just going to give you another one. Because when the crowd asks, what does this mean? The Apostle Peter stands up and he speaks to the crowd and he speaks about Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit comes and immediately someone is sharing about Jesus. What does Peter say about Jesus? Well, he says that Jesus came and Jesus died on the cross. And when Jesus died, something wonderful happened for us. He took our place. And the wrong things that we do can be forgiven. We have the opportunity of new life. And then God raised Jesus from the dead. He's alive. The Holy Spirit has been poured out. And Peter emphasizes very strongly, Jesus is Lord. And there is that invitation to put our trust in Jesus as the one who saves us, as the one who forgives us, and the one who is our Lord. He's the one who's going to be in control. And we don't need to be afraid about that because he leads us in a good way, a way that is full of life and health and peace and excitement and joy. There are huge challenges as well, but it is absolutely wonderful. If you want to know this hope, then speak to me afterwards. If you want to know this hope, come along to the barbecue and there'll be all sorts of people who will be ready to share if you want to find out. Don't put it off. Put your trust in Jesus. The Holy Spirit isn't just for the people who are within the church. The Holy Spirit is for those who God wants to draw in, giving you life and peace and wonderful, wonderful hope. Let's just spend a moment in prayer together before we sing a couple more songs. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for the wonderful celebration of Jubilee, and we thank you even more for the wonderful celebration of Pentecost. Thank you for the hope that we have as we put our trust in you. Thank you that you bring us together, O Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you make us into a great new community. We celebrate that. We celebrate the fact that you are with us as our helper. And we celebrate the fact that as we trust in you, you give us amazing hope. Be with us, O Lord, we pray, as we think about these things and as we respond to them. In Jesus' name.